ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with my colleague Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, the edition in the United Kingdom as well as the edition in the United States. He also writes for our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. And now and again, Gene comes up with a metric that surprises me about where small business prospers. In all the gin joints in all the world, you had to walk into mine. It's one of the most famous lines from Hollywood's movies. So in all the states and all the world, I would not have come to understand this state as the best for small business. Gene, do you have an explanation how our 49th state wins the prize?
Alaska was named as one of the top states to own a small business. As a report from Newsminer.com, which the local Alaskan press used it based on data that was done, I think, by Wallet Hub, or, you know, one of the other services that do these things on an annual basis. Alaska is in the top five, and you wouldn't think necessarily that Alaska would be such a great place to, you know, to own a business. It's kind of the wild Northwest, right? But it is. And the reason why is because, well, there's many folds. There's, you know, a lower tax rate. There are, you know, lower regulations and less costs to actually operate your business. Believe it or not, the types of businesses that are in Alaska, wildlife and, you know, and oil, there is a decent supply of workers in that area as well. And Alaska itself has been attracting more people to their state, as the pandemic has caused people to reevaluate where they are and whether or not they want to be somewhere else. So the overall costs of running a business, raising a family and having a lifestyle, has been, you know, these are the factors that have been driving, states like Alaska to the top of this list. Now, Alaska joins some of the other states. It should really come as no surprise. Texas, for example, and Florida are also in the top five. These are states that, again, you know, through the pandemic, kept their doors open and allowed businesses to, you know, to do their thing. Obviously, those states right now are, you know, they're having issues because of Delta. You know, a lot of those issues are because people are unvaccinated. So that's not the business owner's fault. But right now, you know, the environment in states like Alaska, Texas, Florida, where there are, you know, there have been less lockdowns, more openness, lower taxes. You know, it comes down to a government attitude, a state government attitude towards their business community. And they're more pro-business than some of the other states in the country. And, you know, that is, you know, can be a lesson learned nationally. We do have a government in place right now, an administration that is less pro-business than the prior administration. And I think a lot of that is having an impact on overall business confidence among small businesses around the country. But if you want to open up a business, Alaska looks good.
We're going to stay north because there's a surprising statistic from our friends in Canada about debt and small businesses. Mm. I don't know if this is reflected in the U.S. Canada has had severe restrictions until recently, a closed country because of the pandemic. But this number seems very high, and the article indicates some Canadian small business owners don't think they can ever get out under the debt load.
Yeah, Canada did they implemented similar programs that the U.S. implemented during the pandemic, you know, for aid. In the U.S., it was the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Fund, which is still in existence, by the way, and you can still apply through the end of the year. Canada had, you know, similar debt, you know, programs. Their businesses themselves took advantage of those programs. But now, as we're, you know, we're hopefully coming out of the pandemic, these businesses are finding themselves with north of $139 billion in debt. And you're right, John, there's not been any numbers around U.S. businesses yet. Let's know that, Canada, small businesses are 30 million in the U.S. Canada has something like a fifth of that number, given their demographics and the size of their population. So if Canadian small businesses have $139 billion in new debts because of COVID-19, I can only imagine what U.S. small businesses have. And I'm keeping my eye out because I think, you know, I expect to see some studies on that, and that'll be an interesting conversation to make. As you know, not only our government has such substantial debt, but the businesses themselves that benefited from some of those largesse are also undergoing the same kind of debt going forward, and it's going to have an impact on their growth.
Zoom. You and I speak on Zoom routinely now. It's a good connection, and it avoids some of the burdens of speaking during the time of maximum load on the voice networks, especially right. In big cities. But Zoom has a statistic that is odd. A 1 in 4 companies have fired someone for Zoom incidents. Is this a learning experience for companies and employees? Is that what we're witnessing here?
Yeah, I mean, we've heard, you know, and listen, everybody, we're all used to Zoom now. Most of us have seen some of the funny videos of like goofy things that have happened on Zoom, and that's all fine. Many of us have seen some of the, you know, certain celebrities, media personalities have gotten in real trouble for doing some inappropriate things on Zoom. Now, that's the stuff, John, that makes the news. What doesn't make the news are the, you know, countless number of quote unquote incidents that happen on Zoom among all of both, you know, businesses small and large that are relying on this platform for their employees. And, oftentimes employees are on these things and, it's not just Zoom, but it's any video platform, and they make certain mistakes. Sometimes they expose too much, sometimes on purpose, sometimes not on purpose. They have inappropriate things in their backgrounds, on their bookshelves. They say things that are captured on video that they shouldn't be saying at all. They practice some discriminatory behavior on Zoom as well, or harassment, because a lot of employees think they can get away with more when they're not face to face. And because of this, a lot of companies, like you mentioned, 1 in 4 have literally fired someone. We're not even talking about, wagging their finger or disciplining them, fired somebody because of a Zoom incident. So, if you're, not sure of whether your employees are behaving appropriately, you know, add that to the list of corporate policies that you need to have in your small business for making sure that there are some rules and regulations and guidance for how people should be conducting themselves while in online meetings. You would be surprised at how different people have different interpretations of the kind of appropriate behavior that's allowed. You should be documenting that for your business. Your employees have sort of a guidelines to follow.
The Hollywood Reporter is accounting for the theater owners, the cinema owners during the pandemic. They actually held a real convention. It wasn't virtual, in Las Vegas. And Gene, I sympathize, because the pandemic came along when movie theaters were already in retreat, and it would appear that the content providers have switched entirely to us consuming online and not going out to the movie theaters. The pandemic just underlined that. How is it that they weren't wiped out, or has that yet to happen?
Well, they were wondering the same thing. You're right, John. They had their annual meeting finally, face to face this time in Vegas, just this past week. And, when the pandemic hit, most people in the industry thought that was going to be, the final nail in the coffin for this industry. And frankly, they were reporting that over 500 theaters have permanently closed, independent theaters around the country.
Right.
But many of them still survived, and they survived because of one thing, and that was government aid. The government stepped up with their Shuttered Venue Operators Grant program. It was a lifeline to a lot of these small, independent theaters. And, the people that are leading the industry actually are coming out of COVID right now feeling a lot better than the way they were thinking going into this pandemic. So it's good news for the industry, although I don't know what the future prospects are for people that own independent theaters. You're going to have to be pretty creative to turn that into a profitable business.
Finally, Gene, you have an item that is fascinating to me. Young people earning $30,000 a month mining cryptocurrency. Is this real or is this advertising?
No, it's real. And it is, it's a mixed bag of feelings here. The report was in CNBC about a 14 and 19 year old siblings that are, earning thousands of dollars a month, up to $30,000 a month, mining cryptocurrency. So, for those of you guys that don't, cryptocurrency is like Bitcoin, for example, is one of the most popular ones that you've heard of. These things don't get just created out of the air. They get created in computers.
Right.
And there is a certain algorithm that needs to be followed to generate this currency from nothing. And you can do that if you have enough computers to do it. this 14 and 9 year old put together enough computers and they start following the algorithm and they start mining it.
Ishan Thakur, 14, and his sister Anya, 9, in Frisco, Texas, $30,000 a month mining three digital coins. Bitcoin is one of them, Ravencoin and Altcoin. Gene Marks. He is the small business columnist for the UK and US edition of the Guardian newspaper, and in addition to our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer, following the Phillies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.